In this bulletin, the former CEO of Australia Post calls for an apology from the Prime Minister. Multiple countries halt the use of the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. And in sport, the Matildas left soul-searching after suffering their biggest defeat in 13 years. With the latest SBS News, I'm Marcus Megalokonomos. Christine Holgate says she's considering legal action over what she alleges was an unlawful dismissal from her job as CEO of Australia Post. Ms. Holgate has told a Senate inquiry she was forced out from the role by the chair of Australia Post following her decision to gift luxury watches to four senior executives. An independent investigation into the incident found there was no indication of dishonesty, fraud, or corruption. Ms. Holgate says the condemnation from Prime Minister Scott Morrison at the time in Parliament was unfair and she would welcome an apology. Liberal MP Dave Sharma says he does not believe Scott Morrison needs to apologise to Christine Holgate over what he said in Parliament.
He expressed on the floor of Parliament, and I was there at the time, what public attitudes were towards these sorts of things. And I think that was a judgment that was shared by, you know, everyone in Parliament, including the Leader of the Opposition, about whether this was an appropriate use of public money.
Overseas now, multiple countries across the world are halting administrations of the Johnson & Johnson COVID-19 vaccine. It comes after the US Food and Drug Administration called for a suspension of the vaccine in order to look into reports of potentially dangerous blood clots among over 6.8 million doses administered. Italy and South Africa are among some of the countries that have temporarily suspended inoculation. South Africa's Health Minister, Zweli Mkhize, says while America's decision should not be taken lightly, he is optimistic that the matter will be resolved safely.
I humbly call for calm and patience as we ensure that we continue to be properly guided by science in ensuring the safety of our people as we roll out the vaccine campaign. We hope that the deliberations will only take a few days, given the preliminary literature on hand.
Earlier this week, the Morrison government revealed it would not be purchasing the Johnson & Johnson vaccine for administration in Australia. Federal Health Minister Greg Hunt is warning that Australia's international border could remain closed even if the whole population is vaccinated against coronavirus. The borders were closed in March 2020, while New Zealand will be allowing those in Australia to travel there quarantine-free from Monday. Mr. Hunt says a series of safety milestones are being developed to move towards resuming international travel.
If the whole country were vaccinated, you couldn't just open the borders. We still have to look at a series of different factors: transmission, longevity, and the global impact. And those are factors which the world is learning about. We're already open to New Zealand. We're then looking at other countries within the Pacific and within the region that are potentially low transmission environments.
It comes as more than 36,000 Australians remain stranded overseas due to the caps on quarantine places. The European Union plans to launch a scheme on vaccine certificates by the end of June. Member states are negotiating final details of the so-called Digital Green Certificate, and a vote in the European Parliament is expected during its next meeting between June the 7th and the 10th. EU Justice Commissioner Didier Reynders says the scheme aims to encourage free movement within the European Union.
Every EU citizen should have a right to receive a certificate, regardless of the vaccine administered. Indeed, it cannot be excluded that some vaccines currently only used on an emergency basis at member state level will at some point receive a central marketing authorization at EU level.
To sport now. The Australian women's football team have conceded 10 goals, suffering back-to-back losses in the space of 4 days. The Matildas endured another setback to their Olympic Games preparations after being humbled 5-0 by World Cup finalists the Netherlands. It comes off the back of their 5-2 defeat by Olympic champions Germany on Saturday. The 5-goal margin was Australia's biggest defeat since they lost 5-0 to China 13 years ago, and they haven't conceded 5 or more in consecutive games in 26 years. And now for a look at today's weather. Sunny in Perth, a shower or two in Adelaide and Melbourne, windy in Hobart, cloudy in Canberra, warm in Sydney and Newcastle, some rain in Cairns, and overcast but hot in Darwin. With the latest SBS News, I'm Marcus Megaloconomos.